welcome to another edition of Lifestyles here on WWBB 360 on the AM dial. I am Dee Lynam, your host for the next 30 minutes. 30 minutes that are sponsored by American Advertising Services, Philadelphia's longest established advertising and publicity firm. For creative ideas that can help your company, give Joe Ball a call at 484-562-0063. That number again, 484-562-0063. We welcome to today's show Ryan Hammond, who is the executive director of the Eagles Autism Challenge. Welcome to the studio, Ryan.
Thank you, Dee. Very excited to be here.
So this is actually a fairly young challenge, right? 2 years?
It is. We're 2 years in. We have raised over $6 million.
It's incredible. It really is. All right. First of all, explain what the challenge is, because it's biking.
Absolutely. Well, I'll take you to the beginning. It really started with the vision of Jeffrey Lurie and using the Philadelphia Eagles brand and our platform to bring people together. He felt he has a personal connection to autism, and it was really that fact that drove him to be a voice for others, especially as we look, the prevalence has continued to increase. You know, 10 years ago, it was 1 in over 200. Today, it's 1 in 59. And now we're at a place where he felt, you know, we can use our organization not only to raise money, but to create a positive connection around autism and to really engage families and just create inclusivity within our city. So with that, you know, the bike ride, run, walk was born. And again, it's not just a typical event where it's transactional, where you're paying $50, you get that T-shirt and you participate that day. We're asking people to join us as leaders. And by doing that, you register for our event. And at any level of participation, whether you're walking, riding, or running, you're met with a fundraising goal. And we're giving you tools and resources. And obviously, you're part of our Eagles organization team. But you're going out there and asking your friend and leveraging your network to donate to Eagles Autism Challenge.
Are there different levels? Because some people can get intimidated if the amount they have to raise is too big.
So I will say it was definitely a culture shock at first. And I think, you know, it was people were worried about registering, and because they made a commitment, if I'm going to run, I'm going to raise $350. And that, you know, I think seemed aggressive, but we knew that we needed to be aggressive to be able to really make a difference and provide the much needed funds for autism research. So I felt like once we had people do it, especially the first year, and to see how quickly their fundraising goal was met, and also the support that the team is giving you. I work to engage those leadership donors who will do challenge gifts. So we have days all the time where if you donate on this particular day, it's doubled towards your fundraising goal. So I will say at the end of our first year, as apprehensive as some folks were, we saw that most people surpassed that fundraising minimum by over 200%. And it just has, I think, been incredible for people to feel empowered and really to feel like a leader and that they're making a difference. And I think that what's different about us is that every dollar, 100% of funds raised are invested in autism. And it's not just, we talked a little bit earlier, it's not just this check that you're giving an organization and hoping for the best. It's an investment. And we're going through an entire scientific process where we were reviewing the proposals to ensure that it's measurable outcomes, that it really can transform the lives of those with autism. We're flying in the best scientists around the world in those specific content areas of our proposals to endorse the research. And then we're actually holding them accountable with progress reports due after year one that's contingent for year two funding. So I really think we're changing philanthropy, and we're doing it in a way that if we're going to ask people to join us and raise that money, we want to be good stewards of that relationship and make sure that we can stand behind every dollar we end up giving out.
Ryan, have they come up with anything closer of why that number is so on the rise, like 1 in 59?
So, yeah, I mean, there's a number of theories out there. I think, you know, better diagnostic tools is definitely one of them. They're targeting, you know, diagnosing autism earlier. So the average we see, especially, you know, sometimes in the Philadelphia school district, could be kindergarten, because a school setting is the first time a child is receiving any type of intervention. But the earlier that children are diagnosed, we're seeing that there's so much better outcomes, because if you're starting interventions at 2 years old, you know, sometimes not that they are losing the autism diagnosis, but they're managing it in a way that they are successful and they're growing just like a lot of our typical children are. I mean, the other thing is more accessibility. You know, we had to healthcare under Obamacare. If more people were able to see a doctor, then they were able to see those signs. And, you know, and I think the other piece of it that we've helped contribute to is like the destigmatization, because people don't want to have anything wrong with their child, but the more we can create a positive connection and show the resources available, I think that really helps families face that there may be something wrong. And when they hit it head on, it's only going to benefit their child.
Yeah, because you hear a lot of people say, oh, they're on the autistic spectrum. And so that it could be somewhere really severe or somewhere closer to...
Super high functioning kids that just have, you know, some behaviors that fall under that diagnostic criteria with repetitive behaviors or, you know, perseverating on different things and those social challenges. And, you know, our life looks a lot different today than it did a long time ago, even, you know, when we were in school. Now, those students are in the classroom with our children, and our children don't know as much of a difference as we would. And I think even, you know, the landscape of higher ed and the job market are all changing because you see not only colleges starting support programs for students with autism, but you're seeing that in the employment place as well. We actually had a symposium as part of our event and really a discussion on challenging people to think differently and looking at the benefits of hiring someone with autism. And we found other companies finding real opportunities in this workforce. So they're the most underemployed, though, of any disability right now. And I think, again, it's the education because they don't look different. But I think it's hard for people when someone's not making eye contact or struggles with a conversation. And those are things that usually got you the interview or at least the job in the past. And to see beyond that about what how people can contribute to meet your business needs. So it's just interesting to see how quickly things are changing. And I will say, I think inclusion is much easier to achieve now as people like our children are experiencing true inclusivity in classrooms. It's not as different for them.
Actually, I'll take a time out. But when I come back, I want to talk about when the challenge takes place in the calendar year.
Okay.
And also like what the distance of the run, walk, and bike ride is.
You got it.
All right. We are talking to Ryan Hammond, and you are listening to Lifestyles.
Greece is the word. Join the man on August 15th for the world premiere of Greece in concert with the Chamber Orchestra of Philadelphia. Chiaco Tiberio will lead the orchestra as they perform the full score from this iconic American musical, including the hit songs Greece Lightning, You're the One That I Want, Summer Nights, and more to accompany the full-length film shown on three giant screens. Picnics welcome. For tickets, visit mancenter.org.
Music, music. Now at the Ardmore Music Hall, a grand music venue in the heart of the Main Line. The venue is located at the legendary 23 East Lancaster Avenue in Ardmore, once known for its musical talent. Free parking nearby. For full information and tickets, see webpage at ardmoremusichall.com, ardmoremusichall.com, or call 610-649-8389. That's 610-649-8389. The webpage again, ardmoremusichall.com. It's a grand music venue in Ardmore in the heart of the Main Line.
Temple football tickets are on sale now. Be a part of big-time college football action when the Owls battle Memphis, UCF, Maryland, Georgia Tech, and more this season at Lincoln Financial Field. Season tickets start as low as $15 per game. Can't make it to every game? Purchase the Temple Football Flex Package, which gets you 8 ticket vouchers to use for any combination of games throughout the season. Or treat your employees and clients to field-level seats, which include all-you-can-eat food and drink, a parking pass, pregame sideline passes, and more. Temple Football has a ticket package available for everyone. Call 215-204-8499 or visit owlsticks.com today.
I am Joe Ball. I started an advertising, PR, and communications firm over 60 years ago. Still in business now. Over the years, I also added ownership and managing of several newspapers, consumer and trade shows, radio interview programs, and other businesses. They included a major football and basketball coaches conference at Notre Dame, an art school, and even a mediation company. I am still aiding medium and small businesses as a consultant. My knowledge, contacts, expertise can be helpful to area organizations. See our webpage, www.phillybizmedia.com. That's Philly Biz, like B-I-Z, media.com. Talk to me at 484-562-0063. 484-562-0063. I like to answer the phone. Phones still work, as do I.
Wildwood, a great place to vacation or have a family gathering or organization event. And now there's a deep, deep discount on reservations. Yes, huge savings on rooms at the well-known, beautiful Acropolis Oceanfront Resort on the beach, North Wildwood. Some restrictions do apply. Call the Acropolis Oceanfront Resort at 866-522-1515. That's 866-522-1515. 866-522-1515. Save big.
Welcome back to Lifestyles. I am D-Line chatting with Ryan Hammond, who is the executive director of the Eagles Autism Challenge, which, by the way, the website is actually just that, eaglesautismchallenge.org.
Yes, that's correct.
Right. So it's an event that takes place in May every year. Well, it's been 2 years.
Yes, so it'll continue to take place in May, usually the second or third weekend. So we get past Broad Street Run in Philadelphia and, you know, Mother's Day, and then we're following that. So we're finalizing our date right now, but we expect it to be the same weekend and look forward to announcing that soon. And it will, again, be that 5K run. We have a sensory-friendly walk that supports the autism community, so that's more around the perimeter of the stadium. We have less of the noise and sensory challenges, or to address the sensory challenges that people might have on the autism spectrum. So they come in a quiet entrance as opposed to running through the gates with hundreds of people. And, you know, Swoop's there with his sensory headphones on. And it just is a really great celebration of all abilities that day as that entails. And then our bike rides. We have three different distances. We had the 15, 30, and 50-mile bike ride. And we've had amazing partners. Lincoln Financial has presented our first 2 years. Wawa partnered with us. Our actual bike rides are named after their hoagies, the Junior Shorty and Classic. So it's been amazing to see the response from the community to help us produce such an amazing event that obviously is, you know, again, investing in life-changing research today. And we're also looking to invest in some of those community programs that, you know, we can see families benefit. And whether it's buying a van for a group of adults who are learning vocational skills, or if it's helping someone play a sport that maybe they otherwise wouldn't have an opportunity. So we're really trying to cover the gamut as far as what we're investing in, and knowing that we're meeting all of our donors with their motivation, whether it's the future and it's researching those genetics, it's those clinical research trials that are leading to the next breakthrough of treatment, or more importantly, you know, the future of those researching. So autism funding is lower than a lot of other researching, you know, diseases or conditions that people are doing. So for the brain, they might go to Alzheimer's instead of autism because the funding is 8 times what it is. So for us, we're also attracting new researchers by supporting postdoctoral fellowships for appointments in Philadelphia. So at least 2 postdoctoral fellowships will happen this year where we'll bring a researcher into autism, into one of the Philadelphia institutions. And then again, that last piece, which is our community grants, the applications open on our website right now, eaglesautismchallenge.org. And these smaller organizations can apply for grants from $5,000 to $25,000. And we know that those investments will change families' lives today and make, you know, their life a little bit better and create accessibility or solve a problem that, you know, otherwise might not have without those investments.
Ryan, I'm curious, because we think Eagles, and obviously in this town, you can't go wrong if you're associated with the Eagles, but do the players back this as well? Any of them
take
it to heart?
They really do. And I think, you know, a testament, I give so much credit to Coach Peterson, because he sees how important this initiative is, not only to Jeffrey Lurie, but our organization, and how it's so much more than a day. And in fact, you know, when the players, their first week back from OTAs this year in April, I was the first agenda item for them in their team meeting. And he wanted me to talk to the players about what we're doing, their opportunity to get involved, and how we're all in this together. And, you know, it's amazing the response we had. We actually had over 30 players participate in the ride where they signed up, they registered, they raised money, and, you know, they joined riding 15 miles side by side from all of our community members that day. And then, again, probably 15 of them that had done the 5K, and then others that, you know, Carson woke up at 5:30 in the morning to come to make sure he shook every hand of those riding the 50 mile and took a picture with them. So our players take it seriously. I will, you know, give a special shout out to, you know, Jason Kelsey. His wife, Kylie, is involved, you know, in autism support in the classroom at Laura Marion School District. And they had her neighbor growing up was in the spectrum. He was in their wedding. And that was Jason's first experience to autism. And I will say, he's become a true advocate. And for me to be able to count on someone like him, or, you know, any of the guys for that matter on our team, to have our back and to support us and put themselves out there, it's really just been transformational to look at, you know, from an opportunity standpoint to make a difference.
Ryan, you were involved in autism before you got to the Eagles Autism Challenge, correct?
Yeah. So I have an interesting story. So I actually started out of college as an intern. Well, I interned while I was in college, worked for the Eagles in marketing for 10 years. You know, your life changes when you have children. I had two daughters 18 months apart. Passing out two diaper bags on the way to a road game wasn't as easy. And thought about what can I do that felt like the Eagles in the sense of being a part of something bigger than myself. And that actually led me to St. Joseph's University, where I worked with an amazing family who has a son on the autism spectrum who trusted me to carry out their vision. And I served as the executive director of the Kinney Center for Autism Education Support. So it really, you know, it's funny because people say to me, so do you have a personal connection to autism? And I have to say yes, because when a family takes you in and makes you a part of their personal journey and trusts you to carry out their vision and create an organization that's serving other families and training future professionals, it's personal. And I feel the same way with, you know, coming back to the Eagles for this position and my conversation with Jeffrey, you know, before I joined. This is personal to him, and this really will be part of his legacy as owning our team. And for him to trust me to be able to connect with his vision to what we actually do on a day-to-day basis, it's just been incredible.
So the event took place in May.
Yes.
I know all these kinds of things take a lot of planning, but it's also like as different parts of the year require you to do certain things. What right now is the focus for your job?
So it's funny, I run by fiscal year for our charity piece and the raising money, and then I run on calendar year for our funding process. So as soon as I was done raising the money for the event, we opened our request for applications for letters of intent to give away that $3.6 million this year. So we've received over 52 letters of intent. We've now narrowed that down to 26. I invited full proposals 2 days ago. So those proposals are due September 16th. Our community grants are actually in place. I mentioned they're due September 16th. And then in the meantime, we're getting ready for our public practice, which is also supporting the Eagles Autism Challenge. And within practice, we're doing activations. So practice can be challenging for a family with autism. General admission, it's hot and people don't necessarily know what to expect. And that can be just really difficult to make a decision to actually bring your child on the spectrum to go, or, you know, an adult friend. So what we've done is we've reserved suites for families to use. So if they need a suite because the windows are closed, or they need access to a private restroom, or the climate control is a big deal for them, we're able to accommodate them and have us have the same experience as our other fans, which could otherwise be a difficult situation with that, you know, unknowns that exist with practice. So I have the suites opening at practice. We have sensory bags at all of our guest service booths, and we're actually we've built a state-of-the-art sensory room in our stadium, and we'll be announcing that formally soon. But what that allows is, you know, when you look at the NFL and you look at sports in general, you have a no reentry rule. And what if someone's having a really hard time because there's loud noises or there's pyro or something happens that they weren't thinking was going to happen and they just need a break? So we've designated and built out a state-of-the-art sensory room where that's exactly where families can go to take a break with the person that they're providing, you know, support for, whether it's their child or a companion. And they can de-escalate, and then they can rejoin the experience. So that's something that we're really proud of and excited. You know, that's a whole nother story we have to tell.
Would you say the Eagles are out in front doing this? Because I know I've heard of NBA arenas that have sensory rooms also. But would you say just in general, people are just more in tune that this needs to happen in arenas or
Yeah, NFL I think it's definitely facilities. Yeah, it's definitely catching on that people need to understand that they need to be inclusive in experiences, and especially if they want to continue to engage all fans of all abilities. So we're seeing more and more, and in fact, you know, we're not necessarily the first NFL team to have a sensory room because other teams have used multi-purpose spaces or converted spaces. In fact, last season, we converted a nursing mother's room to a sensory break space in the stadium if needed on game day. But a lot of organizations are making this commitment because it's the right thing to do. And if we can provide one resource or we can be a little bit more flexible to meet someone's needs, that's going to ultimately change their life and their life's experiences, I think it's our responsibility to do that.
We are talking to Ryan Hammond, Executive Director of the Eagles Autism Challenge, and you are listening to Lifestyles.
Into rock and roll? Then visit Philadelphia's Hard Rock Cafe. Enjoy the huge menu and especially view the memorabilia. There's the legendary Jim Morrison jacket, acquired from Danny Sugarman, manager of the Doors. See the guitar that John Mayer created. He played with Eric Clapton. From Elton John, his Uncle Sam costume, also Shakira's leather pants. The list goes on. Memorabilia from Jimi Hendrix and Joan Jett. Lunch or dinner, Hard Rock Cafe, 12th and Market Streets, Philadelphia. It's an experience. Also hosting corporate events, social gatherings, bar mitzvahs. Hard Rock Cafe is cool. 12th and Market, 215-238-0639. 215-238-0639. 12th and Market Streets, Philadelphia.
Wildwood, a great place to vacation or have a family gathering or organization event. And now there's a deep, deep discount on reservations. Yes, huge savings on rooms at the well-known, beautiful Newport Beach Resort in front of the beach and boardwalk next to Subway Deli Wildwood. Some restrictions do apply. Call the Newport Motel at 800-831-3178. That's 800-831-3178. 800-831-3178. Plan early, save big.
Hello, my name is Sarah Walker, associate producer of this show. I'd like to read a message from one of our sponsors, Dr. Rick Wilson. It follows, quote, "Our dental practice is Richard Wilson, DMD, PC, Dental Arts and Sciences. We built upon more than 75 years of a dental practice that is unique, remarkable, and caring. Iconic Philadelphia dental educator, Dr. Morton Amsterdam, asserted, quote, "There may be many ways to treat a case, but there is only one correct diagnosis. We live this credo each and every day. We will always start with the correct diagnosis and fully explain it to our patients. We can be reached at 215-765-5281 and online at smilephiladelphian.com. That is smilephiladelphian.com.
My name is Joe Ball. I am 88 years old. 88 years old. I don't look that old, except in the mirror. I've been in business over 61 years, aiding small and medium-sized firms with their advertising and related needs. I'm still at it. Benefit. You can benefit. For my lifetime experiences, call me personally at 484-562-0060. That's 484-562-0060. Or see www.phillybizmedia.com. That's www.phillybizmedia.com. Make your contact soon, for obvious reasons. I'm 88 years old. 484-562-0060.
Need a speaker for your business meeting, organization, or group meetings? Need a speaker who is entertaining, inspiring, and informative? Need a speaker who is an authority on a subject close to your interest? We provide them. We are the Philadelphia Speakers Bureau. For speakers who serve your interests, call 484-562-0063. That's 484-562-0063. Again, 484-562-0063. ADCOMTIMES at AOL.com. Or write to us at adcomtimes at AOL.com. ADCOMTIMES at AOL.com. Adcomtimes.
Welcome back to Lifestyles. We have a few minutes left to finish up with Ryan Hammond, who is the executive director of the Eagles Autism Challenge. And we were just talking, anything coming up that you want to let people know about? Because we know the actual event will take place sometime next spring.
Yes. So we talked about our upcoming practice. And the next thing is the Eagles Autism Challenge. It will be doing the Radiothon. And the Radiothon is really where we engage with our organization and create meaningful experiences for people to bid on. And all of, again, those funds go to autism research and programs. So some of the items you might find on the Radiothon are having an ice cream party with Doug because Coach Peterson loves his ice cream, or a running backs clinic with our running backs under Coach Deuce Daly, a quarterbacks clinic with Carson Wentz. So we have really interesting things. And for us, it's great because that's where you talk about, you know, is the team behind you, and the fact that if you can dream it and you can make the ask, you can do it. And it's awesome to be able to provide and, you know, access to the community and do it in a way that's also raising funds and creating experiences for families that they'll remember forever. So that's something that's really, you know, been fun for us to plan. My whole wall in my office is covered with colored Post-its as far as, you know, what game, and are they player experiences, or are they just miscellaneous experiences? So it's just been interesting. And, you know, our goal is to bring over $200,000 from that day that it'll go online August 26th and run through the September 3rd and 4th.
So people will go online to bid on those experiences?
Yeah, and it's eaglesradiothon.com that they can check out to look at all of those items.
And does it go for 24 hours or longer?
So the nice thing is with being online platforms now for bidding, we can start August 26th. People can put in max bids, so they don't have to keep going on and checking every time something, you know, if they get outbidded up to a certain number, that'll keep, you know, increasing their bid for them. And we're just really excited with the unique experiences that we have in place that we've been able to kind of dream up, running out of the tunnel after the team on game day, being an equipment assistant for the day where you're, you know, your child's dressed full Eagles gear head to toe, matching our coaches on the sideline, and being able to run out and then retrieve that tee after the kickoff. So really cool things that we're looking forward to, you know, providing as experiences, but more importantly, raising money for autism.
Wow. Those are some good thinking outside the box experiences. I love it. And again, that date is August 26th?
August 26th, our Radiothon opens.
And it's eaglesradiothon.com.
Okay. Yes.
That's all right. It's been lovely having you here, and really a really good job by you and the organization in such a short amount of time. So I can just imagine when we look back 10 years from now, what you guys have done.
So I will say for sure, you know, we've raised $6 million in 2 years. I have no doubt we'll surpass, you know, by year three, raising over $3 million or over $10 million for autism research.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Thank you, Ryan. I appreciate it. Ryan Hammond has been our guest again, Executive Director of Eagles Autism Challenge, and you've been listening to Lifestyles. Today's show has been sponsored by American Advertising Services, Philadelphia's longest established advertising and publicity firm. For creative ideas that can help your company, give Joe Ball a call at 484-562-0063. That number again, 484-562-0063. Until next time, I am Dee Lynam. Have a great day.